So I'm here with Shane Berger. He's the CEO of Beehive Federal Credit Union, and he's going to be doing a forum in Rexburg in a couple days. So can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, the Rexburg Chamber of Commerce has a forum once a month, I think, usually on a Wednesday. They invite speakers from different areas of expertise and to come and speak to the chamber members. And so they've invited me to come and speak this Wednesday about some of my experiences, mostly overseas, as I've tried to help credit unions in other lands.
What has that been like for you?
Well, it's been an amazing experience, which my interest for serving people in other countries, I think, probably started on my mission. I served a mission to Bangkok, Thailand back in the mid-70s. And that taught me a lot of things, but it taught me that, especially that when you serve people, you love them. And you get a lot of satisfaction from being able to help and serve other people in other lands. So in conjunction with my job that I have as the CEO of Beehive Credit Union, I've been able to associate with an organization called the World Council of Credit Unions. And back in about 2006, 2007, they asked if I would be interested, along with some other people in Idaho, in going to a remote country, third world country, to help the credit unions there that were fledgling credit unions trying to establish themselves and trying to figure out how to operate and needing some help. So I said yes, and we went to the Solomon Islands.
Place, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, it's a place where most people don't even know where that is, but it's down in the South Pacific. It's an island nation of about 800 islands, close to New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, north and a little bit east of Australia. So I got on an airplane and flew for very many hours to get there, and spent about a week in the Solomon Islands on the island of Guadalcanal Island. So we worked with credit unions there, and to be honest, with that experience, we didn't have a great deal of success with those credit unions at that time in that land. They were operating credit unions mostly for their own self-interests. I mean, the board of directors and the management. So it was hard to help them see the vision of what a credit union is supposed to be like, and how credit unions can really benefit people's lives if they function in the right way. So we just took that one trip to the Solomon Islands, and that was the end of that. But I had a great experience, too, in traveling to a historic part of the world, Guadalcanal Island, where one of the early battles in World War II in the Pacific Theater was fought, and learned a lot about World War II, a lot about that country at that time. So it was very interesting.
With going down there and starting up, trying to help these credit unions, if they had gone, you know, better, or in the future maybe they'll go better, how do you think that would help those people down there?
Well, the people in countries like that, and then some of the other countries that I've visited and been able to serve in since then, have systems of banking that are meant for those with lots of money. And so they benefit those of wealth. And the folks that are folks of modest means don't get the services that they need, and many times are charged rates and fees that are exorbitant, and they can't afford it. So putting together a credit union, which is a member-owned cooperative where people serve each other, pool their resources, and then loan to each other from that pool of resources, that gives them an opportunity to access loans, small loans in many of these third world countries in particular, at affordable rates, so that they can start little businesses, or they can finance things that are necessary for their household, or finance a home, or finance a vehicle. And so it's a great benefit, because those services are not available typically. This is why credit unions were started in the first place in Germany a long time ago, where farmers that couldn't find access to money at reasonable rates pooled their resources together and helped one another. And that way they avoided, at that time, loan sharks and organizations that loaned money at very, very high rates of interest. So that's why I go to these countries like the Solomon Islands, and since then I've been to other countries. I've had an opportunity to travel and speak to small credit unions in Australia back a few years ago. Also had the opportunity in the last 4 years to associate with the country of Moldova in Eastern Europe, probably one of the poorest countries in Eastern Europe, one of the old Soviet countries that started after they became economically free from the bonds of the Soviet Union, they began to establish small credit unions there. And in the last 15, 20 years, those credit unions have grown, but they still needed some help. So I was asked to go to the Solomon Islands, to Moldova, and have been there three times and worked with the credit unions there and held seminars and visited the credit unions throughout the country, met with the regulators, met with government officials to try to encourage the credit unions to be able to serve their members better.
So did they just like you so much they kept inviting you back, or you kept asking to go back?
No, it was really part of an organized effort by the World Council of Credit Unions. What they do is they associate with different third world countries that need help, and then they try to find state credit union associations or interested credit unions that are willing to go to these countries and help. So I was approached and invited some of my credit union CEOs in Eastern Idaho and in the Boise area to travel with me to Moldova. The first time we held a conference there and met with credit unions from all over Moldova. The second time we did the same thing, but then we traveled and visited credit unions and consulted with them throughout the country. The third time I went over there, we had countries from Romania come and join us. And I think that's what will happen in the future, as I intend to go over again probably in 2019, we'll invite credit unions from Romania and Moldova to gather together, and we'll try to help them.
So what do you hope that people will be able to get out of this forum?
Oh, the forum, you know, that's a good question. I hope they can get something out of it. I hope they can feel that there are opportunities to help people. I hope they'll understand from what I say that by becoming acquainted with people in different countries, that you'll really, really grow to love them, and it helps the world be a more cohesive place when you have friends in foreign countries and they respect you and you respect them, and just the relationships that you build are very satisfying and very enjoyable to have. I have people in Thailand. I just came back from Thailand just recently that. On a credit union study that we did in Bangkok and in Thailand, that are the people there that are like my family, like my sisters. I have gentlemen that live in Moldova that are like my brothers. In fact, I call them my brothers. And it's just such a rewarding opportunity to be able to associate with people from different lands. You'll find that people all over the world are good. There are good people. There are honest people. There are people willing to serve other people. And it's a rewarding experience. So I hope they'll get a feeling for that. And also I'll share some pictures and some videos of places that I've been. Each time I've traveled to a different country, I've been able to take a week or so and visit some surrounding areas or countries. And so it's been a blessing to see countries all over Europe and Asia and in the South Pacific and learn about their lands and their peoples.
What do you think was the most on your experience doing these travels with these credit unions and stuff? What's been an experience that you think was the most impactful to you?
Boy, that's a really interesting question. One of the most impactful experiences I think I've had is meeting people from. Well, I'll just describe the experience that I had. I was in a meeting in Thailand just recently. And I was talking to a gentleman from Mongolia because we had people from Bangladesh and India and Pakistan and Mongolia and Thailand all over Southeast Asia that were attending this meeting. And I took a break and I was out talking to this man that spoke broken English from Mongolia. And he and I were visiting. And I know one person in Mongolia, a person that went to school here at BYU Idaho years ago, joined the church, ended up going on a mission to Salt Lake City. And then I kind of lost track of her since. I think she's married and has a family now. So I mentioned to this gentleman from Mongolia, I said, I know one person from Mongolia. Her name is Alta Basenjau. By chance, would you know her family? And by chance, he knew her. Here I am in Thailand, in Southeast Asia, talking to a gentleman from Mongolia, and we happen to know the same people. Shows you that the world is a small place. And that you can make a connection with people so easily from other countries, and in this case, I did with him.
That was Shane Berger, CEO of Beehive Federal Credit Union.